Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child Horsemanship, and welcome back to our podcast. So, in this week's podcast episode, we're going to be discussing honesty and the lessons horses have to teach us about lies and dishonesty and why it's important to be honest with not just yourself, but your horse and others as well. There's a common phrase within the equine industry that goes something along the lines of, you cannot lie to a horse, right? If you're afraid, the horse is going to be afraid. If you're calm, the horse is going to be calm, and so on and so forth, right? And so reasoning for this is because horses' hearts, like, they're able to sync with the ones around them, right? So in the wild, you know, let's say one horse's heart starts racing because there's a threat off in the distance. Well, their heart's starting to race. Now, all the hearts around them are going to start racing as well, because it's a way that horses signal to each other that, hey, there is danger, there is something wrong, or even just communicate, like, hey, it's time to be calm and rest and relax, right? So horses, you know, their hearts sync with the ones around them, whether they're syncing with humans or other horses or other species. Their hearts, basically, they just know what's going on around them, and it's just a survival mechanism that keeps them safe and alive in the wild. There's a topic which we've discussed on here, I think in season one of this podcast, called emotional congruence. And so basically what this is let's say on the inside you're feeling really happy, and on the outside you express those feelings of happiness, right? That's called emotional congruence. Now, incongruence is when, let's say, on the inside you're really sad and you're really upset about something, but on the outside you're slapping on a smile, right? People tend to be emotionally incongruent constantly throughout their everyday lives, right? Because they don't want people to see that they're hurting. They don't want people to see fear or anger or frustration. They don't want people to see that. So they just slap a smile on their face and keep on going, right? And the thing is sometimes people even do this with their horses, right? They show up to the barn and they try to be present in that moment. You know, they try to work with their horse and be happy and have fun. But in reality, their head is just elsewhere. Their emotions are elsewhere. And so this actually affects the relationship between you and the horse, because while the horse doesn't quite understand congruence or emotions or dishonesty or any of that shit, the horse sees one thing but feels another thing, right? They see this big bold person that seems to be happy, but they also feel nothing but fear, right? So that's a big thing to keep in mind too, is that when you are not emotionally congruent, it affects your horsemanship. And again, you can't lie to horses. So when you are feeling down and depressed, it's okay to go to your horse and look down and depressed as well. Like, it's okay if you just sit in their stall and cry and all this shit, right? So basically that's like the summary of emotional congruence when it comes to our horses, and moving on to continue with the honesty part of it, right? Going beyond just the emotional side of lying, right, and trying to put on a brave face, people lie constantly in their everyday life. Like, it can absolutely, like, it can be fucking bizarre to see the types of things that people come up with, right? And so I want to kind of start talking about, like, pathological liars, right? Because here's the thing with that. You'll come across people and they lie about every little fucking thing, about things that don't even fucking matter, right? And so when you come across these people and you can tell that they're lying about stuff and being dishonest about stuff, it can be really frustrating, but the thing is it is a survival mechanism, okay? Once upon a time when I was younger, I also used to struggle a lot with dishonesty, because I was a street kid and I was an addict. And so, you know, I didn't want to admit that I was doing drugs, or, you know, if I told someone, like, oh my God, this is the most drastic, horrific fucking story ever, then I'd get a roof over my head and a free meal for the night, right? And so, as a child, lying kept me safe, okay? Whether I took the blame for something from my sister so that she didn't get the shit beat out of her, or I lied to my mother so that none of us got the shit beat out of her, or I just lied to get a roof over my head or a meal, or just to kind of just keep myself safe, right? Back in those times, lying was a survival mechanism. And so people who do struggle with pathological lying, there's a couple things to consider. One, it could be a survival mechanism. Secondly, they could not really know how not to lie, right? Let's say their parents were master manipulators, and so they then learn to be master manipulators and are incredibly dishonest. And so you have to keep that in mind too, and have a little bit of grace when you are coming across pathological liars and people who lie all the fucking time. There's a little bit more to it. Now, don't get me wrong. You can be as pissed off as humanly possible at these people. Like, looking back at how I used to be, I kind of really don't like the person that I used to be. But now I'm like the most honest, straightforward person you're ever going to meet. So it's okay to be angry with liars, but just understand that it comes from a place of hurt, a place of trauma, and a place of just, you know, lack of education. Another contributing factor when it comes to the discussion of honesty is that people tend to have a very black and white way of thinking, right? People think that it's all or nothing. It can only be one way or the other way. There's no in between. And when it actually comes to like morals and stuff, you start realizing that there isn't, you can't really look at things black and white 24/7. Okay. So for example, let's say you are, or you've been kidnapped. Okay. And your captor is asking you all these questions and you kind of know the answers to them. But if you tell him, oh, this is who did it, this is who did it, other people might get hurt, right? If you're like, these are the answers to your questions, but you're endangering other people's lives. So instead you're like, I don't know. Or maybe you even go as far as to blame somebody that's completely, that doesn't even exist, right? And so you start filling your captor with all of these lies to spare not just your life, but the lives of others as well. So in that situation, lying is going to keep you and other people safe. Okay, so in that situation, it's okay. Not that lying is something we want to do all the time, which leads to our next example. You know, let's say your mom comes into the kitchen and you ate a shit ton of cookies and she's all, who ate the fucking cookies? Well, at that point, you're going to want to admit to it, right? Because moms are going to find out anyway. They always do. But it's better to admit like, yeah, I ate the cookies. I fucked up. I made a mistake than to lie about it and let it string along, right? That's a situation where lying is not okay. So keep in mind, too, that when you do come across dishonesty in the world, whether that's the equine industry or not, you have to kind of look at things from the whole perspective, right? It's not really a black and white way of thinking. You can't just be like, oh, you lied. I don't trust you. What was the reasoning behind the lie? What was the alternative if you didn't fill a white lie, right? So again, we don't want to make dishonesty a common thing, right? We don't want to make lying something that just takes over our everyday lives and become a pathological liar. But it's important to remember that there are some situations where telling a lie can save you or others from harm. There's also a few different types of lying, right? So you can lie to others, right? You can lie to your friends, to your family, to people you don't even know. You could lie to yourself, because that's another really big thing to consider, is like if you're telling yourself everything's okay when everything's not, then you're lying to yourself as well. And then you just have lying about shit that doesn't really even matter. You know, like the cookie jar example, that doesn't matter. You have lying to keep yourself safe, like as we already discussed. So there's also different types of lying as well. And so going into the being honest with yourself, one big thing when you do have somebody who lies a lot is they may not even trust themselves, right? Maybe they have come across many circumstances where they don't trust who they are. They don't trust what they know. They don't trust what they've learned, right? And personally, I struggled with this a lot when it came to switching over to the more compassionate methods, because I realized in my horsemanship that I had been doing all of these things one way for so fucking long and that all of these ways were not great. And so I struggled to trust myself because I'm like, bro, I've been riding horses my whole fucking life and now I feel like everything I know is a lie. And so it can be really hard to trust yourself, you know. And so in that moment, you might encourage yourself like, dude, I've been doing this my whole life. It's okay. I'm not as bad as I thought I was. Now, when you are switching to compassionate horsemanship method, you realize that there is a middle ground, right? Because you're starting to realize that everything you've been taught is wrong. And with that, you didn't intentionally harm that horse. You didn't do that on purpose. You did it due to a lack of education. Now you're trying to do better, right? So with that, people can struggle to trust themselves and be honest with themselves. You know, again, you know, let's say you lose a good friend and you keep telling yourself, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, it's okay, when in reality, it's not okay. So even with that, you're lying to yourself. And when you lie to yourself, then with that, that can also grow into lying to others, a lack of self-trust, a lack of trust in other people as well. Another common phrase in the world in general, not just the equine industry, is it takes forever to build trust, but a second to break that trust. And so when you do have people in your life that are dishonest, right? Let's say, you know, you trust this person, you trust them with your life, you've known them forever, and then all of a sudden they tell you a lie, right? And now this lie completely destroys all of that trust you had in that person. And that's something we have to consider when we do lie about something or we're dishonest about things, is that when we do lie and when we're dishonest, we are sacrificing everything. We're sacrificing our friendships, we're sacrificing our relationships, we're sacrificing everything we've built. Because the thing is when you don't have trust, you don't really have anything, right? Your loyalty and your word is going to be one of the most important things in your life, just in general. Because again, if you can't trust your friend from doing something wrong, if you can't trust them and trust their word, how can you even call them a friend, right? How can you be like, hey, you know, I need help with this, can you come help? How can you trust them to show up when they've always told you, oh, I'm going to show up, I'm going to be there, I'm going to do it, And every single time they've lied, every single time they've let you down, right? The very common thing that I've struggled with personally with friends and family is my family, right? I have a family of liars. My biological parents were master fucking manipulators. I truly did learn from the best. And so it became really hard for me to trust people in general when everything I heard out of everybody's fucking mouth was a lie, right? And so, you know, the thing is you can't trust people. You can't trust that individual. Like, it took me a very long time to realize that when my mother told me, hey, Kenz, I love you. I care about you. I'll be there for you. I'm here to support you. It took me a long time to realize that none of that was fucking true. And so with that too, again, you really struggle with the whole concept of life in general, because people, you're going to struggle to trust people. When people are dishonest, you're going to become very hardened to the world as well. And again, if you're the one lying, you are going to sacrifice those friendships and those relationships, and you are going to hurt people. Just plain and simple. You know, again, I'm a recovering addict, and I have hurt so many people and burned so many fucking bridges because I was so dishonest, and the only thing on my mind was my next fix. So we're going to kind of push the gray area aside that I briefly discussed before about how lying can sometimes help keep you safe. We're going to push that aside for now. And going back to the very, very beginning, how I was talking about how you cannot lie to a horse, horses cannot lie to each other. So why lie in the first place, right? Do you really want to sacrifice your friendships, your relationships, your word, your reputation? Do you really want to sacrifice all of that over a silly little lie? Because keep in mind too, lies build up. It might just start off as something like, oh, you know, I didn't do this. And then someone starts asking you questions about the actual situation. And then you have to start building up more and more and more and more and more and more lies. And before you know it, you're just trapped in this really big whirlwind. And you can't even remember what the fuck you're lying about anymore. So lies will also build up on each other, and you're going to just be stuck in that. So again, why lie if you are going to get caught? Okay, because the truth always comes out eventually. It's not going to stay hidden forever. So that's a big thing to keep in mind. Like, when you are struggling with dishonesty or struggling with dishonest people, it will sacrifice relationships and it will ruin things in your life. And so that's why it's so important to be honest, because if you do really love the things that you've built, if you love your career, if you love the people in your life and the life that you've built for yourself, then don't lie, because all it takes is one lie and all of that will go away, you know? As I already said, you know, you can take forever to build something and it can disappear within a moment's notice. And that is why being honest is so unbelievably important. And the other thing is, you are who you surround yourself with. So if you surround yourself with dishonest people, with people who lie all the time, people who don't really hold themselves accountable for their actions, then you're going to become the same way. You know, you're not going to be able to be accountable and say like, hey, I did this, I fucked up, I will make it right. You're not going to be able to do that if you're surrounded by people who do that. Now, if you're surrounded by honest people, someone who's willing to say, look, I did this, I fucked up, how can we make this right? You know, if you're surrounded by honest people, people who will tell you shit straight to your face and tell you like, bro, your shirt looks ugly as fuck today. You know, once you start surrounding yourself with people like that who are honest and trustworthy, you are also going to become an honest and trustworthy individual. Because when you are surrounded by certain things, you are going to eventually adopt some of these things into your own life. And so that too, we have to figure out how we can surround ourselves with honest, trustworthy people who are going to lift us up and tell us the truth when something is going wrong. Another thing to keep in mind as well is that being able to hold yourself accountable, being able to admit when you are wrong, is 10 times better than denying the things that you've done, denying your actions just to cover your ass, right? So that too, we need to hold ourselves accountable. You know, everyone fucks up. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, whether we're talking about, you know, in the equine industry, we're switching to these compassionate methods and we realize that what we did prior to that was fucked up. It was wrong. It was scientifically incorrect for the sake of the horse, right? You know, whether we're talking about that or whether we're talking about, you know, let's say we broke something of somebody's and we can't afford to fix it, we can try and hide it and be like, no, I didn't do that. Or you can go up to them and be like, hey, I fucked up, I'm sorry, I can't afford to fix whatever the hell I broke, but I'm willing to work it off, I'm willing to make payments, or, you know, just something like that. You know, I feel like being able to hold yourself accountable when you do mess up, and not just that, but hold your friends accountable too, is just the first step to being able to become a better person, right? You know, life is a constant game of trying to better ourselves and be different and and change and grow who we are just as individuals, right? And so if you're able to hold yourself accountable and tell people when you mess up, that's going to make your life easier. Same for other people as well. You know, if your friend comes around and you can tell they're fucking lying, look at them in their face and be like, hey, dude, I get you fucked up, but can you admit it, right? And being able to hold yourself accountable and hold others accountable is just, it's super duper important in life, because life isn't anything without accountability. You know, accountability is important. And as mentioned, we all fuck up. We all make mistakes. But what's better is trying to fix those mistakes and accepting you made them than trying to deny them. So to summarize, there is a gray area when it comes to honesty and dishonesty. Not that you should ever make lying a habit, but there's some situations where you do have to lie for the safety of yourself or for the safety of others, right? Or maybe you bought your spouse a puppy and you have to lie about it because it's a surprise, right? So there is a gray area when it comes to dishonesty. However, you know, if we can't lie to our horses and our horses can't lie to each other, that's a very good lesson that we shouldn't lie at all. We should try our absolute hardest to not lie, because the thing is holding yourself accountable, keeping to your word, and all of that is going to make you a trustworthy person, right? If you cannot trust yourself, if people cannot trust you, if you cannot trust others, you're going to have a real hard time in life. And so that's why it's so important to be honest, to surround yourself with honest, trustworthy people, and to always just make sure that you are trying to do right, morally, you know, you're trying to do things morally correct, and just, you know, keep your chin up and keep working for it and keep working to grow and to improve yourself. So I hope this episode kind of made some sense. I feel like it kind of went around in circles a little bit. But don't forget to reach out to me, message me if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or even a topic that you want me to discuss. I appreciate any and all advice, because this podcast is strictly here to help you guys learn lessons and life lessons that horses have to teach us. So if you have not already, please check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, our podcast, which you're currently listening to. We also have merchandise that you guys can go and check out, among many, many, many other things. So stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and we'll see y'all next week.